Ottawa County Clerk, Register of Deeds. Justin Roebuck, how you doing this morning?
I am great, Mary Ellen. It's
good.
A beautiful view out the, studio window this morning.
Did you see the Barbie Jeep is parked up front?
I did.
And she's got a kayak in there and her friend, and she voted yes for Coast Guard Barbie. I had to throw that out there. I had to throw that out there since we are talking about voting and people registering to vote and absentee voting and, you know, election integrity and everything in between yesterday, you know. And how does what happened yesterday with the, that doesn't affect, how does that affect a county locally?
Well, yeah, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and we've actually been getting a lot of that question.
I believe I mean,
There's an element of course, candidates on the ballot do affect our ballot production and ballot production deadlines. But essentially at this point, you know, Michigan law is set up in such a way that, and really all across the state, you know, only after the national convention do we ever, place the names of candidates on our ballot. So, you know, at this point, you know, nothing that happened yesterday will really affect our deadlines or the process that we're using. And we're, of course, going to continue to do what we need to do to make sure that people have the right ballots and the right candidates on those ballots.
Okay. How you can register to vote right now, and you can register to vote up until when?
Yeah, absolutely. Michigan voters can register to vote right up until the day of the election at 8 p.m. So 14 days out from the election, the only place that you can register to vote is in the office of your local clerk. And, of course, we do have a state primary election that's coming up on August 6th, which is a big election for us across the state.
Can you share a little history on how Michigan has conducted its primary elections in the past? Have there been any changes?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can trace back this sort of primary process to the early 1900s in Michigan.
Okay, okay.
But it is different than other states do it. For example, so Michigan does not have party registration. So in other words, when you register to vote, you don't have to pick a political party that you belong to on your voter registration. In other states, that is often the case. So you either register as a Republican or as a Democratic person or as an independent. But in Michigan, we don't have party registration, which makes our primary a little unique because, of course, primary elections are how political parties choose their nominees to go on to November. So when Michigan votes in our primary in just a couple weeks, essentially, we'll have two columns on the ballot that are designated for political parties, one for the Democratic, one for the Republican Party. It's on the same ballot, and you can vote in either of those columns because, again, we don't have party registration. You just cannot vote in both. So it's really important, as we like to say, stay in your lane. You can pick whatever lane you want, but
that's
you've got to stay
okay.
in your lane.
You have to stay in your lane. You can't go one side here, one side there. You have to stay in your lane. And the primary falls the week after Coast Guard, where everybody's exhausted. I mean, and I love it. These are the busiest 2 weeks of the year, and I love it. You know, yeah. I thrive on being busy and having things to do. But I'll tell you, that week after Coast Guard, we're all like, oh, and then we have a primary, which is pretty amazing. Where can people find drop boxes?
Well, that's a great question. So our drop boxes throughout Ottawa County are located at the city or township hall. So physically on the premise of the city or township hall, you will find a drop box. And you can actually go a couple of places. Our website at miottawa.org/elections.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tile there on the main page of the elections website that just says find my drop box. So you can plug in your address and that will bring you right to the Dropbox location, as well as we have a photo of it so you can kind of recognize where each Dropbox is. Nearly all of our Dropboxes are under 24/7 video surveillance.
Okay.
There's a lot of checks and balances that go into the process where our local clerks have to empty those Dropboxes in a timely manner. There's chain of custody documentation that they have to follow when they empty them. And of course, you know, the contents of the drop box, those absentee ballots, are also checked and verified. Voters' signatures on those ballot envelopes are verified against the signatures on file before a ballot is ever counted. So there's a whole lot of great checks and balances that go into the process of making sure those votes are counted correctly.
And that's good to hear. We're speaking with Justin Roebuck, County Clerk, Register of Deeds. It bothers me that there's always low voter turnout during the primary, you know? And it's been like this for a really long time. I mean, you can't browbeat people into voting, but gosh, I wonder, has it always kind of been that way around here?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting because when you see local elections, which a primary is in a sense, you know, a local election, we certainly have state, federal candidates on our primary ballot, but it is much less of a dramatic election, right, than the election that contains the presidential candidates. That's the big, it's what we like to call, you know, that's Christmas and Easter, right, is the presidential
that's the big
elections.
Show.
Right, and it is typically, turnout is really candidate-driven. Historically, we just see so regularly, as you look at the data, that it is candidate driven.
Okay.
So we typically see on average anywhere from a 30 to a 40% turnout in our primary elections. And, again, that can change based on candidates though. And sometimes in certain areas.
Sure.
You know, where there's really something that people in the community are, you know, either upset or excited about.
Sure.
We see that movement, but it'll be really interesting to see where we're at now. And
oh,
of
for
course,
sure.
Voters have more options than they've ever had before.
Right.
So the absentee process is open to more voters. It used to be you had to have a reason to vote absentee. Now you can just say, hey, send me an absentee ballot. Early voting, which is now, of course, in our state constitution since 2022.
And that starts when?
Yeah, early voting starts this coming Saturday.
That's what I thought.
Our whole team is very busy preparing to roll out our early voting. Of course, the closest one to our Grand Haven listeners would be Grand Haven Township.
Yep.
But Ottawa County has four centers, one in Grand Haven Township, the Township Hall, one at the Georgetown Township Hall, one at Polkton Township Hall, which is right off of the 96 Coopersville interchange there.
Mm-hmm.
And then one in Holland at the MDHHS building on James Street.
Yep.
So in that complex of county buildings on James Street in Holland. So anybody in the county who's registered to vote can vote at any of those four locations. It's a great setup for convenience and saved a lot of money for voters as well.
How are you and your staff doing?
Thanks for asking that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been really busy. This has been a very, very busy year. I mean, everything from candidate filing. We've obviously had a lot of money spent in this cycle, this election cycle. And of course, we're responsible for the campaign finance end, which is basically taking those documents in and making them public and transparent on this spending level. That's been a really busy. We're coming up on a deadline for campaign finance filings, of course, the early voting process. And then we roll right into November, programming and printing the ballot. I think we're tired.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
But we're also, this is an exciting time. I mean, this is what we enjoy doing. And I think that is important to know, like the education piece as we're out talking to voters and being able to communicate about elections and about the integrity and security of our process.
Mm-hmm.
I have an awesome team and I'm so thankful for them. But yeah, we're hanging in there. It's going to be good. I say sometimes I'm looking forward to Christmas. It'll be a little quieter.
I know. I'm already.
I don't want to wish away my summer.
No, I'm planning my vacation like the fourth week in November. I'm serious, Justin. I am. And you know, and I know I have to be careful how I say this, but you know, it's election integrity is important. Safe and secure elections are important. But if saying that the election, the big lie is already being thrown out there, it must make your office and your job a lot more difficult if you're hearing that already, which we did on Saturday at Van Andel Arena.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've said for a long time, you know, this is a business in the election administration field where we rely on data. It is completely data driven and it's fact driven. And the important thing to remember when we are looking at our elections process, it's not just about one election or another election. You know, the things that our political leaders say matter. And we've seen that over and over again from national level to local level.
And on both sides, it matters.
And absolutely on both sides. And I think that's really critical for, you know, those of us who are in a leadership role of any kind, but particularly, you know, if you're a political leader, you have a following. And I think it's really important to get the facts before making statements and to talk to people and to really ultimately suss out what is the reality before you make statements, because it matters to all of us. This is
it sure
our
does. Yeah.
process. We have to be able to trust the way that we choose our government. And I'm also not saying that elections are perfect. They're run by human beings,
mm-hmm.
and we need to make sure to hold those people accountable. People like myself, we need to make sure that we're accountable to our voters and doing the right things. And I think that's really important as well. But again, there are so many checks and balances in the process and so many ways that people can trust that, you know, I always say, don't take my word for it.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually see for yourself. There's many opportunities for the public to witness what happens from our testing.
Yeah, you've been very transparent with that.
Certification process.
Sure.
Yeah. And you can also work an election. I mean,
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah. How many people do that? You have a lot of, they're highly trained poll workers, correct? Yeah. That work the election. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we have over 1,200 people just in Ottawa County.
Okay.
Who work the election. So these are the people that you see when you walk into the polling place and they're checking your name off a ballot,
mm-hmm.
or they are maybe processing your absentee ballot and checking your signature and opening that envelope. And really, you know, they're our neighbors. They're just normal folks.
Right.
But they go through a process of training, and ultimately, you know, they're paid. It's a paid position.
Sure.
But
sure.
It's truly a volunteer position.
Well, yeah,
you know,
come
it's
on.
Not, they're not, no one's getting rich over this.
No, no. And they would do it for free if they could.
Right.
Right. I know they would. A lot of people would.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's bipartisan. So in every single instance where ballots are being counted, where the process is happening,
mm-hmm.
it's by law required to be bipartisan. So there are both major political parties at the table. Whenever ballots are being opened in an absentee counting board, whether ballots are being issued to voters in person, where ballots are being sealed up, all of those things happen in a bipartisan environment. And it's so important. And as you said, they are trained. We go through about a 3-hour training process on our end, in mm-hmm. addition to what our local clerks train as well. So the county is responsible for training and certification every 2 years of election workers. But our local clerks also offer additional training in making sure that we, you know what we're doing as we head, as voters head to the polls.
Yeah. It's going to be a busy 2 weeks. We will check in with you again after the primary, and then we'll probably
Absolutely.
Have you on again leading up to the election in November. Justin Roebuck, I really appreciate you being here. I'm out of time, so I have to kind of wrap things up and get into my news segment. Is there anything else that we can add to any of this?
Well, I would just encourage folks to go and vote. It's so important.
It sure is.
It really matters, and we are, you know, we are ready to conduct these elections.
I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much.